Today is Wednesday, the 6th of August, the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, in the 18th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Pluscarden Abbey sing Assumpsit Jesus. Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain, and he was transfigured in front of them. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they'd stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let's make three dwellings. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, the Chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent. And in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, which is the name we give to the event of Jesus' changed appearance up there on the mountain. Place yourself in this extraordinary scene. Jesus and Moses and Elijah were talking about his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. What do their voices sound like as they speak to one another? How is it to hear them talking about Jesus' departure? Peter wants to build three tents. What do you think prompts him to offer this? Do you think it's a good idea? As you listen to the passage again, notice what the cloud is telling them. What is it saying to you today?
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they'd stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let's make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, the Chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen.
Finally, look back over the last few minutes of prayer and speak to God about what is staying with you most. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.